Human Rights Watch has drawn attention today to a video it says shows the commander of a rebel Syrian brigade mutilating a corpse of a pro-government fighter. I've got Peter Buchartz, who is the emergencies director for Human Rights Watch, on the line. Peter, where did you get this video, and how do you know, or how far do you know, that it shows what you say it shows?
We received an original copy of this video from one of our sources working on Syria last week. The version we have is unedited and much clearer than what has been posted on YouTube. So we have been analyzing this video for the last week, and we have firmly established that the person in the video mutilating the soldier, cutting out his heart and liver, and then making some very extreme statements about the Alawite community before putting the liver in his mouth, is a commander known as Abu Sakar, who's the commander of an independent brigade called the Independent Omar al-Farouk Brigade, currently fighting around the town of Qusair.
And how do you know it's him?
Well, we have analyzed the video in great detail. In fact, he's identified in the video as Abu Sakar by the person filming, but we have also been able to match the clothing he's wearing, as well as a very distinctive scar under his left eye and the rings on his finger, to other videos that have been posted by the Omar al-Farouk Brigade in recent weeks. In some of those videos, he's shown firing rockets into Lebanese Shia villages in retaliation for the entry of Hezbollah into the conflict in Syria. And he's also shown posing with the bodies of killed Hezbollah fighters around Qusair. In fact, we've also been able to confirm his identity with four different international journalists who've worked in the city of Homs, as well as a FSA commander still in the city of Homs, who also confirmed that the person in the video is Abu Sakar. So we have very little doubt about his identity.
And how would you describe the links between this independent Omar al-Farouk Brigade and other parts of the Free Syrian Army?
Abu Sakar was one of the founders of the mainstream Farouk Brigade, which is one of the best-known and largest fighting brigades originally from the city of Homs. He is from the district of Baba Amr, which suffered some of the most severe government siege in late 2011 and early 2012. That is the town where the Sunday Times correspondent Mary Colvin was killed, in Baba Amr. He split off from the main Farouk Brigade in October of last year, forming his so-called independent Omar al-Farouk Brigade. But the emblem of the Omar al-Farouk Brigade, underneath the name Omar al-Farouk, still says Free Syrian Army, so they claim at least formal allegiance to the Free Syrian Army.
I've been speaking to the Syrian National Coalition. Their position is that they condemn this act utterly if it's true. Do they have any control over groups like this?
You know, I think that is really the problem in Syria today. There is an emergence of all kinds of militias with all kinds of different loyalties, from extreme Islamist groups to some of these more extreme sectarian groups, such as the Omar al-Farouk Brigade. And the Syrian National Coalition, while we welcome their commitment to uphold the rule of law and to try to bring this person to trial, has very little control over the actual situation on the ground. And certainly one of its priorities, and one of the priorities for the Free Syrian Army, if it wants to win any level of international acceptability, has to be to bring these abusive units under control and to make sure that there are no links between the Free Syrian Army and units like this, which are implicated in very extreme atrocities, not just the mutilation of this soldier and the eating of his liver symbolically, but also the kind of extreme language that he uses in the video, saying that they will slaughter the Alawites and eat their livers.
Peter Buchart, thank you very much.